Exclusive, historian Dr. Mary Grabar. The Left Needs Fake History to Achieve Marxist Socialist Revolution. By Brecken F. Teese on November 21, 2021. The left needs fake history like the debunked New York Times 1619 Project and critical race theory. And will not remain silent, they will not rest, and their ultimate goal is a political revolution. According to Mary Grabar, Ph.D., resident fellow at the Alexander Hamilton Institute for the Study of Western Civilization and author of Debunking the 1619 Project, Exposing the Plan to Divide America. Grabar, who also authored Debunking Howard Zinn, Exposing the Fake History that Turned a Generation Against America, joined Breitbart News Saturday with host Matthew Boyle to discuss the left's academic power brokerage and how they are pushing false historical narratives about the United States in order to achieve a Marxist-socialist revolution. What they're going for is a socialist revolution, she said. They're indoctrinating students. The 1619 Project has been made into a 600-page book that just came out in hardcover. There's a children's storybook, a picture book, and the end game is to promote socialist revolution. Describing the left's use of different types of media to achieve its goals across all age groups, Grabar pointed out that the book for high school students, a 600-page hardcover, asks students about reparations. The questions directly address the political goal. The children's picture book advocates for Black Lives Matter through the words of a grandmother. Listen. Remarking that the left requires the general public to at least be sympathetic to their worldview, which is why they're jamming this into people at young ages, Boyle noted that conservatives have been asleep at the wheel. Until the last couple years, in their willingness to respond to the left's power of academic control. Grabar agreed, noting that while conservatives were able to win elections, the left was making its way into the institutions, especially education, and if you read the Port Huron Statement, the founding document of the Students for a Democratic Society, that's what they said they were going to do. And they've been producing generations of people who will vote for these leftist candidates and these leftist causes, and so they do have a political effect. I think one of the challenges to understanding, you know, the impact of education is how these leftists frame it, she continued. The language that they use to try to pull the wool over taxpayers' and citizens' heads. They have gone really far with the 1619 Project and critical race theory, Grabar noted. The 1619 Project presents all white people as evil. There's no mention of civil rights workers or activists. So, it presents this false narrative of American history where all white people oppressed all black people, and that is being taught to second graders. And, rightfully, parents who, especially during the pandemic, were seeing what their kids were learning, you know, were shocked. I think people are waking up, but we need to keep the momentum going. Because these people in education, as I know from having spent 20 years in the classroom, will not remain silent. They will not rest, and their ultimate goal is a political revolution. Taking on the fake historian and 1619 Project author, Grabar pointed out that Nicole Hannah-Jones has tweeted about, you know, wonders of communist Cuba and how great Fidel Castro is. She, you know, has this conspiratorial view of history. Referencing a tweet in which Hannah-Jones said of the not guilty verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, in this country, you can even kill white people and get away with it if those white people are fighting for black lives. This is the legacy of 1619. Grabar explained that everything that she sees wrong with America can be traced back to this one year of 1619, including the January 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol building. It's a view of history through the lens of critical race theory, which is, at the bottom, a Marxist theory of history, Grabar said. That's her worldview. That's what she uses to explain current events. Through that historical lens, and the end game is a Marxist-socialist revolution and also reparations. When asked about trying to move more of academia toward honest history, Grabar said, trying to convince the leftist colleagues, as I know from personal experience, is hopeless. Despite that, Grabar said she has been encouraged by what has happened in elections, what happened in Virginia, and, you know, parents rose up and Glenn Youngkin addressed their concerns. He affirmed their right to be in control of their children's education, and I would like to keep the momentum coming. That's what I had been agitating for, you know, over 10 years ago saying, telling people, you need to be aware of what these professors and educators are doing. Grabar is also the founder of the Dissident Professor Education Project. Debunking Howard Zinn, exposing the fake history that turned a generation against America and debunking the 1619 Project. Exposing the plan to divide America can be found on her website, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble.